Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, April 17th, 2006. Today's message is titled, Risen Indeed. Scripture text, that brief five-word phrase from Luke 24, verse 34, that so many of us likely declared yesterday, the Lord is risen indeed. What a joy together yesterday with other believers and express the glorious truth of the resurrection. I still recall the powerful narration line in an Easter musical Brookstein led in many years ago that declares, "It's not a fable nor a fairy tale, but a true accounting of Jesus Christ, God's only Son." Amen. This morning I gathered with several men for prayer in a local restaurant. One shared how that yesterday in his church a leader had stepped forward and prior to prayer declared, "The Lord is risen," to which the congregation replied with a joyous shout, "The Lord is risen indeed." He went on to consider how all over the world this joyous exclamation of faith was being made, but called the congregation to especially consider the persecuted church, where the joy was just as real, but in a whisper rather than a shout. But whether we shout or whisper, we greatly rejoice. This ancient declaration of faith can easily be a mere cliche. However, in just five words, it expresses the bedrock truth of Christian faith. The Lord is risen indeed. This is especially important as true believers present the message of the resurrected Lord to the world. The Easter Bunny, the Tooth Fairy, Santa Claus are thought by many as wholesome children's tales, and the Lord Jesus can easily be reckoned the same way. Some may smile and say regarding the message of Christ, "That is such a touching story, isn't it?" Many have Easter faith expressed by those who, quote, believe, unquote, when they attend church on Easter or other special occasions. But then they go about their lives ignoring God, at least until the next special church event. But authentic saving faith is life transforming. For the resurrection of Jesus Christ is a genuine historical event, validated by clear accounts of many eyewitnesses. The scriptures strongly denounce any notion of it being a touching story. Two early eyewitnesses declared to the disciples, "The Lord is risen indeed." For 40 days after his resurrection, he showed himself and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. Many years later, a mightily transformed Peter reminds his readers that, quote, "We did not follow cleverly invented stories when we told you about the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty," end quote. That's 2 Peter 1, verse 16. Today, let us, this Monday morning following Resurrection Day, serve our risen Lord. Let us boldly declare to the world that the Lord is risen indeed, and that our God is alive.
Lord Jesus, your word declares that you rose from the dead. The eyewitnesses to this glorious miracle were in disbelief, but then were filled with renewed hope. Because you live, we live also. You've put our sin nature to death and raised our spiritual nature to life. And one day, our physical nature will give way to death. But because of your power over the grave, we will be resurrected to eternal life. Praise be to God. The Lord is risen indeed. Let me just add a note this morning. I'm sure that many churches sang the traditional Easter hymn, "He Lives," yesterday, which we sang at the closing of our service. My favorite line in this hymn is, "You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart." The songwriter, Alfred Ackley, was prompted to write this hymn following a conversation he had with a young Jewish student who had been attending evangelistic meetings Ackley was leading in the 1930s. The student asked him, "Why should I worship a dead Jew?" Mr. Ackley responded, "He lives. I tell you, he is not dead, but lives here and now. Jesus Christ is more alive today than ever before. I can prove it by my own experience, as well as the testimony of countless thousands." The scriptural evidence, Ackley's own heart, and the testimony of history match the glorious experience of an innumerable cloud of witnesses that he lives. So he sat down at the piano and voiced that conclusion in song. He says, "The thought of his ever-living presence brought the music promptly and easily." This is taken from the book 40 Gospel Hymn Stories by George Sandville.
I like Brooksine's study of hymn stories in this series. I wouldn't be surprised you're going to be hearing more, at least in footnotes to messages. And sometimes you'll share something with me that I know will become part of the message itself. Well, we're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We're sharing God's Word and the resurrected Christ's message from our home in rural Mountjoy, Pennsylvania. Both of us right now are looking out probably 5 feet from a window. I moved a bird's feeder, and we were curious whether we could get the birds to come that close. What are those birds, Brooksine?
Purple finches.
And they are just beautiful, a male and female feeding together. Hoping I can get, so they're accustomed enough, I can get some real close-up photos of birds. My hobby is photography. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. If you go to the site today, you will see a number of photos I took yesterday and again today of a variegated tulip in our backyard. Actually, it's our neighbor's backyard, a little bit farther back along a hedgerow to a field. And yesterday I took one with the tulip open. Brooksine told me she thinks they're more beautiful when they're closed. So this morning I went out early and I have a picture of the same tulip closed. Also have up on the site today, it is just an outstanding, beautiful day here, a photo of our home from the backyard with my favorite tree. And again, it's actually not in our yard. It's a silver maple in our neighbor's yard, but our house is in the background. And it kind of gives readers an idea of the beauty of the little spot on God's great created earth that we live on. Well, have a blessed day today. The background music today is He Lives, and that's Brooksine playing it. And it's a real joy today to be a part of your life through podcast. And we know the podcast is a relatively smaller, at least according to statistics that I use, dimension of the ministry. It seems like the greatest impact is through the email post, which I've done since 1996, and then just regular visits to the website and in the last year or so, the RSS feed. But what a joy to share God's Word today and hopefully encourage and equip you to also stand up for the Lord and share your belief in the resurrected Christ.